Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani Mani by Avram Goldar and Dear Masechus Ksubas Daf Ches. The first parak Besula Nisays. The Zichu Masechus Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas Torah. So the three daps are going to focus on number one. The Gemara lists the text of the Sheva Brachas and relates that besides the bracha of Borei Pri Hagafen, Levi only recited five brachas, including the third bracha of Asher Yetzer Asadam B'Tzalmo, who formed man in his image, but leaving out the second bracha of Yotzer Adam, who formed the man. But Rav Asi recited all six. The Gemara initially suggests that the Melchokas is whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu formed men once as male and female, and therefore Levi holds it was unnecessary to have two brachas that deal with the making of man, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu first formed man and then woman, and therefore, according to Rav Asi, it is necessary to have two brachas. The Gemara rejects it, saying that everyone agrees that there was only one act of formation. Rather, Rav Asi holds a Basar Machshava Azlinen. We follow Hashem's plan, which was to make a separate male and female in a separate act of creation. Therefore, two brachas are necessary. Levi holds Basar Maisa Azlin. We follow Hashem's action in which he created a single entity. Therefore, only one bracha is necessary. For Rav Yehuda taught, one pasuk states, "V'yivra el kima sa adam etzamon." Hashem created man in his image. And another pasuk states, "Zachru nekevu baram." He created them male and female. How so? "B'tchil al b'machshav libro shnayim u'basof et nivra echad." Initially, his plan was to create two beings, but in the end, he only created one. Pointing me to the Gemara relates that Rav Chiya bar Abba's child died, and Reish Lakish went the next day, along with his meturgeman, Yehuda bar Nachmani, to console him. Reish Lakish instructed his meturgeman to speak words of comfort several times, and regarding the mourners, he said, "Our brothers who are troubled and crushed, be'evo azet tnu levavchem lachur azos, during this avelis, pay attention to investigate this. Nesivu mesheshes yimei breishis, it's the way of the world. From the 6 days of creation, rabim shasu, rabim yishtu, many drunk from the cup of death, and many will drink. Like the drink of the early generations, so is the drink of the later generations. Achenu bal nechamos yinachem eschem, baruch menachem aveilim. Our brothers, may the master of consolations comfort you. Blessed are you, Hashem, who comforts the mourners." Abai said one should not say many will drink, nor mention the drink of later generations. For Rebbe Shimon Lakish taught, "Lomo yiftach adam pivo satan." One should never open up his mouth to satan. The Marshal explains that this gives the satan the opportunity to prosecute, since the person is saying that he is deserving of this. And point number three, Ula said, and some say it was taught in a brisa, "Asar kosus tignu chuchami beisa evil." The Chami instituted 10 cups of wine in the house of mourning. Rashi explains that it's fitting to give a mourner a lot to drink, as the pasuk states, "Tnu sheicher la'oved v'yan la'mari nafesh." Give strong drink to one who's destroyed, and wine to those with a bitter soul. 3 cups were given before the meal to whet the appetite, 3 during the meal, and 4 were given after the meal, each one upon the conclusion of one of the 4 brachas of Birchas Hamazon. 4 more cups were instituted, the last for Rav Gamliel, but after the Chamim saw people were getting drunk, they went back to only 10. A cup was drunk in honor of Rav Gamliel, for after he saw that the expenses for elaborate funerals were hard on the relatives and causing them to flee, he instructed his attendants to bury him without all the covet and only in plain linen garments, and this became the prevalent minhag. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, the Gemara lists the text of the Sheva Brachas and relates that besides the bracha of Borei Pri Hagafen, Levi only recited 5 brachas, including the 3rd bracha of Asher Yetzer Asadam B'Tzalmo, who formed man in his image, but leaving out the 2nd bracha of Yotzer Adam, who formed the man, but Rav Asi recited all 6. The Gemara initially suggests that the Melchokas is whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu formed men once as male and female, and therefore Levi holds it was unnecessary to have 2 brachas that deal with the making of man, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu first formed man and then woman, and therefore, according to Rav Asi, it is necessary to have 2 brachas. The Gemara rejects it, saying that everyone agrees that there was only one act of formation. Rather, Rav Asi holds a Basar Machshava Azlinen. We follow Hashem's plan, which was to make a separate male and female in a separate act of creation. Therefore, 2 brachas are necessary. Levi holds Basar Maisa Azlin. We follow Hashem's action in which he created a single entity. Therefore, only one bracha is necessary. For Rav Yehuda taught, one pasuk states, "V'yivra el kima sa adam etzamon." Hashem created man in his image. And another pasuk states, "Zachru nekevu baram." He created them male and female. How so? "B'tchil al b'machshav libro shnayim u'basof et nivra echad." Initially, his plan was to create 2 beings, but in the end, he only created one. Pointing me to the Gemara relates that Rav Chiya bar Abba's child died, and Reish Lakish went the next day, along with his meturgeman, Yehuda bar Nachmani, to console him. Reish Lakish instructed his meturgeman to speak words of comfort several times, and regarding the mourners, he said, "Our brothers who are troubled and crushed, be'evo azet tnu levavchem lachur azos, during this avelis, pay attention to investigate this. Nesivu mesheshes yimei breishis, it's the way of the world. From the 6 days of creation, rabim shasu, rabim yishtu, many drunk from the cup of death, and many will drink. Like the drink of the early generations, so is the drink of the later generations. Achenu bal nechamos yinachem eschem, baruch menachem aveilim. Our brothers, may the Master of Consolations comfort you. Blessed are you, Hashem, who comforts the mourners. Abai said one should not say many will drink, nor mention the drink of later generations. For Rebbe Shimon Lakish taught, Loma yiftach adam pivo satan. One should never open up his mouth to satan. The Marshal explains that this gives the satan the opportunity to prosecute, since the person is saying that he is deserving of this. And point number three, Ula said, and some say it was taught in a brisa, Asar kosus tigna chuchami beisa evil. The Chami institute 10 cups of wine in the house of mourning. Rashi explains that it's fitting to give a mourner a lot to drink, as the pasuk states, Tnu sheikhu la'oved v'yan l'mari nafesh. Give strong drink to one who's destroyed, and wine to those with a bitter soul. 3 cups were given before the meal to whet the appetite, 3 during the meal, and 4 were given after the meal, each one upon the conclusion of one of the 4 brachas of Birchas Hamazon. 4 more cups were instituted, the last for Rav Gamliel, but after the Chamim saw people were getting drunk, they went back to only 10. A cup was drunk in honor of Rav Gamliel, for after he saw that the expenses for elaborate funerals were hard on the relatives and causing them to flee, he instructed his attendants to bury him without all the covet and only in plain linen garments, and this became the prevalent minhag. All right, so now we go to our Simur Daf Ches, and our standard Simur is a challah. A challah. So here goes. The Sheva Brachas challah made in the shape of a man and a woman joined as one, with the text of Brachas written out with poppy seeds, was taken instead to the mourner's house by the rabbi's meturgeman, who spoke words of comfort, and instructed the mourners to eat it along with 10 cups of wine. Once again, slow motion. The Sheva Brachas challah. Challah? That must be more Daf Ches. The Sheva Brachas challah made in the shape of a man and a woman joined as one, with the text of the brachas written out with poppy seeds, which reminds us the Gemara lists the text of the Sheva Brachas and relates that besides the bracha of Berei Pirakap and Levi only recited 5 brachas, including the 3rd bracha of Asher Yetzar Adam Betzalmo, who formed man in his image, but leading out the 2nd bracha of Yotzar Adam, who formed the man, but Rav Asi recited all 6. Rav Asi holds Basa Machshava Azrin, and we follow Hashem's plan, which was to make a separate male and female in a separate act of creation. Therefore, 2 brachas are necessary. Levi holds Basar Maisa Azlin. We follow Hashem's action in which he created a single entity. Therefore, only 1 bracha is necessary. So the Sheva brachas challah made in the shape of a man and a woman, joined as one with the text of the brachas written out with poppy seeds, was taken instead to the mourner's house by the rabbi's meturgeman, who spoke words of comfort. Which reminds us, Reish Lakish instructed his meturgeman to speak words of comfort several times. And regarding the mourners, he said, Rabim Shasu Rabim Yishtu, many drunk from the cup of death, and many will drink. Like the drink of the early generations, so is the drink of the later generations. Abai said, one should not say, many will drink, nor mention the drink of later generations. For Rabbi Shimon Lakish taught, Lom al yiftach adam pivo satan, one should never open one's mouth to satan. So the Sheva Brachas challah made in the shape of a man and a woman joined as one, with the text of the brachas written out with poppy seeds, was taken instead to the mourner's house by the rabbi's meturgeman, who spoke words of comfort, and instructed the mourners to eat it along with 10 cups of wine. Which reminds us, Ula said, and some say it was taught in a brisa, Asar kosos tigna chuchamim beisa evil. The Chuchamim instituted 10 cups of wine in the house of mourning. Rashi explains that it's fitting to give a mourner a lot to drink, as the pasuk states, Tnu sheikher la'ovid v'yan l'mari nafesh. Give strong drink to one who's destroyed, and wine to those with a bitter soul. 3 cups were given before the meal, 3 during the meal, and 4 were given after the meal, each one upon the conclusion of one of the 4 brachos of Birchas Hamazon. 4 more cups were instituted, the last for Rav Gamliel, because he provoked the change to burial to be only in plain linen garments. But after the Chamim saw people were getting drunk, they went back to only 10. So once again, the Sheva Brachas challah made in the shape of man and woman, joined as one with the text of the brachas written out with poppy seeds, was taken instead to the mourner's house by the rabbi's meturgeman, who spoke words of comfort, and instructed the mourners to eat it along with 10 cups of wine. All right, so now it's time for 4 Balabak Hazara. Daf Dalad. So the Simur Daf Dalad is a door. So here goes. At the Monday night chasna, where the chasna's deceased father was placed behind the kitchen door. That must mean we're in Daf Dalad door. At the Monday night chasna, where the chasna's deceased father was placed behind the kitchen door, which reminds us of Brisa and Daf Gimel Amud Beis taught that if there's some onus, then it's permitted to marry on Monday. 1 case is where one had prepared for the suda, umeis aviv shel chasna or ima shel kala, and the father of the chasna or the mother of the kala died. We do not delay the wedding after the burial and period of avelos. Rather, a brisa outlines the fine procedure, which begins with bringing the corpse into a room and the chasan and kala going to the chuppah. The Gemara explains that this is specifically the father of the chasan or the mother of the kala die, for there will be no one to help prepare them. The father takes care of the preparation of the suda, and the mother helps with the adornments. If the mother of the chasan or the father of the kala die, they are buried immediately. So, at the Monday night chasna, where the chasan's deceased father was placed behind the kitchen door, next to buckets of meat, soaking in water, which reminds us, Rav and Bar Papa said in the name of Chista, Oshanu El Shanas Maim Al Gabi Basr, we were only taught that the burial is postponed and the wedding proceeds if the water was already placed on the meat to prepare it for cooking. Rashi explains that at that point it's no longer fit to be sold in the market, but if water has not been placed on the meat, then the burial and avelas begin immediately and the chasna is postponed. The Gemara explains that this halacha applies in places like Masa Machasya, which Rashi explains is bigger than a small village, where even that quantity of meat not placed in water could not be sold since there aren't so many buyers, but smaller than a large city where even meat soaked in water could still find buyers. So, at the Monday night chasna, where the chasna's deceased father was placed behind the kitchen door, next to buckets of meat soaking in water, a sefer on the chumras of mourning was set aside for the chasna, since people treat avelas more likely than the iser of nida. Which reminds us, the brisa regarding the chasna or kala in mourning taught that just as he sleeps among the men and she among the women, similarly, if one's wife became a nida and he had not had relations with her, he sleeps among the men and his wife sleeps among the women. Rashi explains that the halacha regarding the nida is only where they had never had relations. The Gemara will conclude that a restriction to avelas is treated more lightly by a person than a prohibition due to nida, since we would trust him in the case of Nida, but not in Avelis. Daf Hey. So the Simmer Daf Hey is Hey, a haystack. So here goes. The wedding guest at the Wednesday chasna sitting on bundles of hay. Bundles of hay? That must be on Daf Hey. The wedding guest at the Wednesday chasna sitting on bundles of hay and admiring the exotic fish tank next to the chuppah, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, must chasna have relations Wednesday night for fear of his cooling off if done earlier, or he can have relations earlier on Wednesday? And answers that he does not need to get married at night, for we learned that a basula marries on Wednesday and has relations Wednesday night, oil of a namrabo bracha ladogim, since the bracha of a fish was set on that day. An almana is married on Thursday and has relations Thursday night, oil of a namrabo bracha ladogim, since the bracha of the adam was set on that day. So we see from here that the reason for having relations Wednesday night is only because of the bracha and not out of concern for his cooling off. So the wedding guest at the Wednesday chasna sitting on bundles of hay and admiring the exotic fish tank next to the chuppah had their fingers in their ears when they overheard two guests chatting idly. Which reminds us, Bar Kapara taught Shimishma Adam Davar She'enu Hagun Yaniach Etzbo Ba'aznav, that if a person hears something that is not proper, he should place his finger, which Rashi explains is tapered like a spike, in his ears. It was on the base midrash of Rabbi Shmuel, why is the entire ear hard while the lobe of the ear is soft? That if a person hears something that is not proper, he'll be able to bend the lobe into his ear, blocking the sound. It was taught in a brisa, al yishma adam la'aznav dvarim b'teilim, mnei she'em nichmos tchilo le'ivarim. A person should not allow his ears to hear idle talk, because the ears are the first to burn of the limbs. So the wedding guest at the Wednesday chasna, sitting on bundles of hay, and admiring the exotic fish tank next to the chuppah, had their fingers in their ears when they overheard two guests chatting idly about storing blood versus wounding. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks regarding having relations with the basula, mal libo betchil b'shabbos, what's the halacha regarding having relations for the first time on Shabbos? Dam mifkad pakid, is the blood stored in her body, which Rashi explains means that it's simply released when the hymen is broken and not absorbed in the body, in which case it's not wounding that's causing it to bleed, or is the bleeding a result of a wound, which Rashi explains occurs when the vaginal walls tear and bleed as they're separated from one another. The Gemara will bring two different versions of a series of questions that were asked to clarify the issue. Davav, so the Simmer Davav is a sword. So here goes. The Rav waving his sword of destruction, sword, that must mean we're on Davav. The Rav waving his sword of destruction, defending his position that one can have relations with a basula on Shabbos since the chasin is makalkel, which reminds us, the Gemara in Hey Amud Beis asks, "Mahu libo b'tchil b'Shabbos? What's the halacha regarding having relations for the first time on Shabbos with a basula?" And the Gemara concludes that according to the view that Rav permits it, Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda that davar she'en miskaven aser, an unintended act is aser, yet he permitted having relations with the basula on Shabbos, for whether one holds dam mipkad paki, the blood is stored in the body, or dam mechaburim mechaber, the blood is the result of a wound, Rav permitted because it's mekalkel, he's acting destructively. And Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda that davar she'en miskaven is mutter when it's destructive. So the Rav waving his sword of destruction, defending his position that one can have relations with the basula on Shabbos, since ochasin is mekalkel, pushes way through a tight entrance, despite dislodging pebbles. Which reminds us, Rav Chisda challenged Shmuel's opinion that was stated in the basement of Rav, that having relations for the first time on Shabbos is forbidden, from a Mishnah in Nida, which stated that regarding a tinokas, if her time to yet reached the age of menstruation has arrived, but she has not yet had her period, and she gets married based on say we give her until Motzei Shabbos for a total of 4 nights, which seems to imply that if he did not yet successfully have relations with her, he may have relations with her on Shabbos. Rava's second answer is that the Mishnah is referring to when he already had relations on the first night, and the Gemara explains that the Mishnah is coming to teach it's mutter to have relations on Shabbos, even though some bleeding might result. The Shmuel said, it's permitted to enter a tight opening on Shabbos, even though it causes pebbles to fall. Shmuel follows Rabbi Shimon's opinion that Davar Sheim Miskaven is mutter, an unintentional act is mutter. So the Rav waving his sword of destruction defending his position, that one can have relations with the Basul on Shabbos, since the Chassin is Makalkel, pushes way through a tight entrance despite dislodging pebbles, to inform a Chassin he's Patr from Krishma, even on Shabbos. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yosef challenged Shmuel's opinion that it's forbidden to have relations for the first time on Shabbos from the Mishnah and Brachas that stated, Chasim Patim Mekriyashma Laila Harishon Ad Motzei Shabbos. A Chasim who is marrying a Basula is Patim from Kriyashma from the first night of marriage until Motzei Shabbos, if he didn't do the act of having relations. Now this implies that this exemption applies even on Friday night based on the fact he's preoccupied because he wants to have relations with her and is not sure whether his Bia will be successful. We see from here that one may have relations for the first time with the Basula on Shabbos. Abai's defense that he's not permitted to have relations, and the reason for the exemption is Mishum Tirda, that he's preoccupied with his previous failure to have completed the act on previous nights, is refuted. Dav Zayin, so the Simra Dav Zayin is a gun. So here goes. The 10 minute of the chasna of the Almana and Alman, who are waiting to do a 7-gun salute, that must move on Dav Zayin, gun. The 10 minute of the chasna of the Almana and Alman, we're waiting to do a 7-gun salute for the one-time recital of Sheva Brachas, which reminds us, we learned from Boaz and Rus, that Sheva Brachas are recited when an Alman marries an Almana. And then when Rav Huna said that when an Almana marries an Alman, she does not require Sheva Brachas, he meant, Eina Tuna Bracha Kol Shiva, Avo Yomecha Tuna Bracha. She does not require Sheva Brachas for all 7 days, but she does require Sheva Brachas for the first day. So the 10 men of the Chasam, the Almana and Alman, were waiting to do a 7-gun salute for the one-time recital of Sheva Brachas, after the Masada Kedushin recited the Birchas Erison, which reminds us, the Gemara gives a text of a Birchas Erison and teaches that there's a Malchokas on how to conclude the Bracha, whether to end with the Hitulanas and Nesuas all Yede Chup of Kedushin, and permit us to those women who are Nesuas through Chup and Kedushin, and not with a concluding Bracha, since it's like a Bracha on fruit or a mitzvah, or to end it with the Bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael all Yede Chup of Kedushin, who sanctifies Yisrael through Chup and Kedushin, since the Bracha speaks of Kedusha. So, the 10 men of the Chasam, the Almana and Alman, were waiting to do a 7-gun salute for the one-time recital of Sheva Brachas, after the Masada Kedushin recited the Birchas Erison, were invited to come be Panim Chadashos at another Sheva Brachas afterwards, and shoot some more. Which reminds us, it was taught in a Brais Mevarchim Birchas Chasanim Basara Kol Shiva, we recite Sheva Brachas in the presence of 10 men, all 7 days. Rav Yudah said, "Bushabau panim chadashos." This is provided that new faces come to the meal. Rashi defines panim chadashos as those who were not there the previous day. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn that a basul has relations Wednesday night because of the bracha of Adagim and an almana on Thursday night because of the bracha of Adam? That's on Daf. Hey, good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn that marriages can take place every night in cities where based in convenes daily? That's on Daf. Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn that Rabbah holds that it is mutter to have relations with the Basul for the first time on Shabbos because he holds that Davar Sheinu Miskaven that is destructive is mutter? That's on Daf. Vav. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn that Sheva Brachas are recited all 7 nights in the presence of 10 men, provided there are panim chadashos? That's on Daf. Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn from the mice of the Maturgman providing comfort that al tiftach peh l'satan? That's on Daf. Ches. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn that there is a machlokas on how to end the birchas ha'erison? That's on Daf. Zayin. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn that there was a custom to give 10 cups of wine to a mourner, and then there was a custom to give 4 more, which was rescinded because people were getting drunk? That's on Daf. Ches. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn that for an alman and an almana, Sheva Brachas are recited only for 1 night? That's on Daf. Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn that the shiloh of whether one should have relations for the first time on Shabbos with a basula is based on the question whether the blood is stored or results from a wound? That's on Daf. Hey, good. And number 10, which definitely when the Rava holds Ein Onus Begitten, which is based on the Svora related to Tznuos and Prutzos. That's on Daf. Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.